Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Humanity loses $250 billion a year in wild habitat. The economic value of wild ecosystems far outweighs the value of converting these areas to cropland, housing, or other human uses. A study in the recent issue of the journal Science says that habitat destruction costs the world the equivalent of about $250 billion each year. The research stream estimates that a network of global nature reserves would ensure the delivery of goods and services at least $400 trillion more each year than the goods and services from their converted counterparts. This means the benefits-to-cost ratio is more than 100-to-1 in favor of conservation, a strikingly good investment, the researchers wrote. The economics are absolutely stark. We thought that the numbers would favor conservation, but not by this much, said lead author Andrew Balmford of the University of Cambridge Zoology Department. Although habitat destruction continues unabated throughout the world, mounting evidence suggests that this trend is a bad economic bargain. From tropical forests to ocean reef systems, about half of an ecosystem's total economic value is lost when that ecosystem is converted from its wild state to human use, according to the Science study. A single year's habitat conversion costs the human enterprise in net terms on the order of $250 billion that year and every year into the future, the team concluded. The economic value of an ecosystem can be measured in terms of the goods and services, including climate regulation, water filtration, soil formation, and sustainably harvested plants and animals that the ecosystem provides. Pricing these goods and services is difficult since they include items that are not bought or sold as part of a market-driven conventional economy. Economists assign values to non-marketed services using a range of techniques, from estimating the cost of replacing these products to assessing how much individuals and nations would be willing to pay for each ecosystem service. Balmford and his team analyzed the case of a tropical forest in Cameroon converted to a small-scale agricultural and commercial plantations, another of a mangrove system in Thailand converted for shrimp farming, and another case of a Philippine coral reef dynamited for fishing. In each case, the loss of ecosystem services such as storm and flood protection, atmospheric carbon sinks, sustainable hunting and tourism outweighed the marketed benefits that came with conversion. The net benefit to the public of conservation is generally ignored compared to the short-term private economic gains that often accompany conversions, the team wrote. We've been cooking the books for a long time by leaving out the worth of nature, said Robert Constanza, an ecological economist at the University of Maryland and an author of the Science study. We concluded that there is at least a 100-to-1 global benefit-cost ratio to maintaining wild nature instead of developing it. None of us guessed it would be that high, Constanza said. Every year we continue to convert habitat, it's costing us $250 billion over any profit that comes from development. Lack of information about the economic worth of ecosystem services, the failure of markets to capture and value these services, and tax incentives and subsidies that encourage land conversions all contribute to continued habitat destruction, wrote the Science authors. We need to tackle all three of these, and there's no reason not to tackle all three at once, said Balmford. However, in terms of immediate bang for the buck, directly challenging subsidy schemes is a good way to improve both economic efficiency and the environment. Researchers and policymakers are exploring several different ways to bring nature into the marketplace, Balmford said. Devices such as carbon taxes and credits, premium prices for certified eco-friendly products, and even direct payments to the communities that live in globally significant conservation areas are under consideration. The last proposal is somewhat controversial, but may provide a way to compensate those communities for their reduced opportunities to exploit ecosystem resources while reflecting the major global benefits of conservation, Balmford explained. There's a growing feeling that if what you're really after is conservation benefits, you may sometimes need to pay for that directly. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys in the-